Medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton, the president went to the doctor for swelling in his legs and ankles. The president ordering Attorney General Pam Bondi to now release grand jury testimony in the case against Jeffrey Epstein. CBS canceling Colbert, The Late Show gone as of next May. CBS says it was a financial decision. This is ABC News. More than 900 Justice Department employees have urged the Senate to reject the nomination of Emil Bovey to be a judge on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals. A whistleblower named Derez Ravaney recently claimed he saw Bovey at a DOJ meeting, suggesting that the administration should simply ignore court orders when it came to deportations.
The attorney, Ravaney, says that inside that meeting at the Justice Department, he witnessed Emil Bovey say that if the courts should come down and try to block the administration from carrying out these deportations, they should essentially ignore the order, or consider it at least. And he used, according to Ravaney, an expletive as to how the administration should handle the court's directives. Now, at his confirmation hearing last month, Bovey denied doing this.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy, Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, walked out on Thursday over it. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. There is a project update from the contractor and the Wisconsin DOT on the Highway 13 road project. For the remainder of this week, the curb ramps at intersections will continue to be removed. Next week, it is anticipated that pouring of new curb ramps will start and work on the streetlights will begin. Work on the traffic light areas is expected to begin in another week or two. The traffic sight lines at the intersection of 1st Avenue North will be improved. Once again, that has been an update on the Highway 13 road construction project. Pouring of new curb ramps will begin next week, along with work on streetlights. Meanwhile, traffic light areas are expected to be worked on in another week or two. And the traffic sight lines at the intersection of 1st Avenue North will be improved. The City of Park Falls thanks you very much for your cooperation and understanding during this time of construction. Saturday, July 19th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., over at the Mercer VFW post, it's a roast beef sandwich fundraiser and gun raffle. It's $20 per plate, which includes a beef sandwich, coleslaw, pickles, chips, coffee, and dessert. Takeouts are available upon request, and tickets are available in advance or at the door. There's also going to be a drawing for a Henry Golden Boy 22 caliber lever-action rifle. Raffle drawing will be at 2 p.m. Tickets are $15, and there are only 200 total. And there are only 200 total tickets sold. Need not be present to win. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 19th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at 4299 Old Highway 51 South in Mercer. The former Madison City clerk who oversaw the department when 193 ballots went uncounted in November broke the law. That's the official determination of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Now, the commission had already released a bunch of information in their report, but yesterday its members actually adopted that report with a 5-1 vote. 1 month after the election, Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, then clerk for about two decades, informed city officials that 193 ballots hadn't been counted in the presidential election. She was suspended, then resigned from her post earlier this year. In a six-month investigation with more than a dozen depositions, the commission says Witzel-Bell violated the law on five counts, including not properly training staff and not having control of the clerk's office operations, printing poll books too early, not handling absentee ballots properly, improper opening and counting of those absentee ballots, and not properly reconciling ballot numbers as part of the canvassing process. Commissioners reiterated their shock that no one outside the clerk's office was told about this error until a month later. Commissioner Don Millis.
Part of the reason why this has gotten the attention, and I guess the attention that we've given it, is not because of the mistakes that were made, but because of the manner in which this was handled. It's disturbing.
However, the commission did not recommend bringing charges against Witzel-Bell. The commission came up with a list of requirements the city of Madison would have to meet. City Attorney Michael Haas says the clerk's office has already implemented changes to ensure this couldn't happen again. Now Madison City officials will get to give their input before these requirements are adopted by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet. 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers. Or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
If you're a consumer that likes to buy local and know where your food comes from, think about investing in your county fair exhibitors. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. County fairs give people an excellent opportunity to find out more about the young people that are exhibiting livestock, and also gives them an excellent opportunity to purchase top quality livestock for the freezer. Andy Geis is the current president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors. He's also an owner and operator of a meat processing service himself in Merrill. He says the benefits of buying animals at the county fair go beyond just the quality of the product that you take home.
These kids are, they learn so many life skills. So, yeah, getting involved with your local 4-H and, is a big part of, all the community. So I encourage people to reach out and check it out. Now, the fair animals are a little bit higher priced, but the quality of the meat is the best of the best. You know where it come from. You know that it was properly raised. We've done some studies, too, where if you went to the store and bought, your roast and your hamburger and your steaks and all of that type of stuff, it's cheaper to buy a quarter or a half of beef. Cheaper and better quality.
Andy Geis, president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors, he said, if you're thinking about investing in purchasing an animal at the county fair, think storage space. A typical upright freezer in your kitchen holds about 4 cubic feet of meat. That's roughly what you'd get from a single fair pig.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And speaking of county fairs and trying to locate those youth livestock auctions, just go to wifairs.com under the events tab. You'll see all the county fairs that are happening this weekend as well as through the rest of the summer. And each one of them has a schedule that you can cross-reference for when their youth livestock auctions are happening. That's a look at food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
For baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a 3-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, to where we were to start, or we're just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, who we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. They haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a 3-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Drew Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cool day by summer standards with increasing clouds, highs right around 70, an outside chance of a shower later in the afternoon. Showers and a few storms becoming likely tonight. We'll have lows in the upper 50s, partial sunshine on Saturday with a high of 74. Right now, it's 42. 98 Q Country.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. So come on, baby, don't say baby. I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me.
Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave. keep on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Ain't a spot downtown that's rocking the way that you rock me. Ain't a bar that can make me buzz the way that you do. I could be on the front row of the best show and look down and see your face on my phone, and I'm gone so long. Hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Feeling lonely and wondering what I'm doing. Go ahead and call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry about it, baby. You can wake me up in the dead of the night. Wreck my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights, baby. You can crash my party anytime. Come, come, come. Baby, you can crash my party
A Yeti full of silver bullets.
You toss me one, bro!
And a belly full of slightly overcooked burgers. That's summer in the country.
98Q Country.
I sure do hope this is a long night. 'Cause I've never felt one so right. Each look into your eyes and falling a little more and more. Looks like we started us a fire, wrapped up in flames of desire. With every touch they're burning higher. Two shadows dancing on the wall. Nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low. With nothing on but the radio. Asleep here in the moonlight. Entangled sheets will be here all night. And when we wake up in the morning, we might stay like this all day. Two people meant to be together. Two lovers dreaming of forever. And it just keeps on getting. Nothing on but the radio. Feel the music playing soft and slow. You and me and the lights down low. With nothing on but the radio.
getting better with nothing. Soft and slow, you and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio. You and me and the lights down low, with nothing on but the radio.
Been with some beautiful girls. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. God bless Texas. God bless Texas.
Little Texas there. I remember when that song came out many, many, many years ago. I saw the name of the group, Little Texas, and then I saw the name of the song, God Bless Texas, and my first inclination was, get over yourself. Everything Texas? Really? But it's a good song. But it is a bit much. 47 is our wake-up temp. Yeah, cool start to the day here. Probably some 44s, 45s for you outlying people. We'll see the high temperature crank up to about 71. Should turn out to be a nice day, but a little bit cool to start out. Maybe some scattered showers, especially late tonight, early tomorrow morning. It's definitely going to rain, but the daytime hours for Saturday, Sunday, Monday should be pretty good. Temperatures just gradually warming up into the low 80s by early on next week. But today and tomorrow, right around 72, close to 78 for Sunday. Well, our third of 12 qualifiers for our laid-back summer recliner giveaway with Shawamigan Home Furnishings has been determined and has been texted. So if you did not receive a text message on your phone that you are the qualifier from yesterday, pitter-patter, get at her today. We're going to have a keyword, pitter-patter, get at her. A little bit after 7 o'clock. We'll have another keyword for you today, and we'll do it all again next week. We're going to give away that nearly $600 recliner the Friday of Flamborama, Friday, August 1st. It's officially the weekend. In the summertime, when Friday rolls around, it's the weekend. All right, we've got a busy day again today. We're going to send Big G over to D&D Tire and Auto today. It's our customer appreciation event. A little free lunch over there, some prizes, and Big G. Big G will be there, 11 to 2, right on Highway 13 here, Park Falls, at D&D Tire and Auto. That's going on 11 to 2 today. And then we got Brewer Baseball. They're going to do that later on tonight. They're going to take on the Dodgers. You know, I think the Dodgers are going to be looking for a little bit of payback after the Brewers swept them at AmFam Field before the All-Star break. And 9:10 will be first pitch time. I might have to get a nap in today if you're going to take that in. 8:35 pregame. And a 9:10 first pitch for Brewers and Dodgers. As you set your weekend schedule, Saturday it's an 8:10 first pitch. And then Sunday, 3:10 out there. They do clocks a different way out there. And then they head over to Seattle for a couple more late games as we get into Monday and Tuesday. Nice to have the baseball season back. It doesn't take long. And we had, 4 days without any Brewer baseball. And not that we forgot about it, but you kind of like settled into a different type of like thing if you're a big baseball fan. And now it's just like, oh yeah, baseball, it's back. So we'll get that going for you tonight. Twice an hour on the 98Q Morning Show. We get you updated on what's going on at 6:31. Let's do that. Let's get it going with ABC News Update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House overnight passing the rescissions bill that claws back $9 billion in federal funding for international aid and for public broadcasting. President Trump will sign it today. The White House disclosing that the president has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, which is quite common in older people.
Some estimates show that up to 40% of Americans have this diagnosis, essentially a problem with blood flow, specifically within the veins that are in charge of returning blood back to our heart. But chronic venous insufficiency, blood can pool in areas where gravity is dependent, for example, like the legs, and cause significant swelling, discomfort, and pain for patients.
ABC medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton, the president, and went to the doctor for swelling in his legs and ankles. The president ordering Attorney General Pam Bondi to now release grand jury testimony in the case against Jeffrey Epstein. CBS canceling Colbert, The Late Show gone as of next May. CBS says it was a financial decision. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. If you are going to be out cleaning up storm damage in the coming days, please take care to prevent injuries. That includes watching out for exposed nails, broken glass, and especially down power lines. Be sure to wear sturdy shoes or boots, long pants, long sleeves, and a sturdy pair of gloves. And be sure to take care when using chainsaws and other tools. Remember, if you come across a down power line, do not approach it. Instead, contact your local emergency services. Always assume that a down power line is active and dangerous. July 26th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., over at the Phillips Sportsman's Club, it's the Price County K-9 First Annual Trap Shoot. You can register in person at the Price County Sheriff's Office lobby, and that registration fee is $40. Registration includes two rounds of trap and first annual K-9 Trap Shoot t-shirt. There will be prizes for top scores for adult and youth, and there's going to be 50-50 and raffles alongside K-9 demonstrations. Once again, this is taking place July 26th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at 1039 North Airport Road in Phillips. A Madison group wants to help all first responders in the state connect with children in crisis. Lisa Hale has more.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders. Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
For baseball tonight, hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The second half of the baseball season getting underway as the Brewers open a three-game series on the road against the Dodgers. Quinn Priester from Milwaukee against the Dodgers' Tyler Glasnow. At the start of the season, manager Pat Murphy was struggling to find starting pitchers. Now he's got Freddie Peralta, Brandon Woodruff, Jacob Mizorowski, Brewers catcher Eric Haas.
Yeah, I was joking with Murph about that, you know, to where we were to start, or we were just looking for innings anywhere we could find them. And we had a lot of young guys come up and throw some very meaningful and really good innings for us. And getting these guys back, who we kind of planned to be in the clubhouse in the first place. You know, they haven't broken stride. They've joined us, and they've done nothing but put up zeros for us. They're a big factor with why we're winning.
NBA Damian Lillard agreeing to a three-year contract to return to Portland in a deal worth $42 million. He'll be joined by Jrue Holiday, who the Bucks traded away 2 years ago to bring Lillard to Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Pioneer Days Committee would like to extend gratitude and appreciation for this year's 67th annual Pioneer Days celebration sponsors. Thank you for your generosity. Gold sponsors include Birch Street Funeral Service, Signature Sign and Graphics, Dave Zesch Trucking, G. Wagner Plumbing, Class of 1981, Schlayer Logging, Smart Plumbing and Heating, and Tom Miller Electric. Have a safe and happy Pioneer Days celebration. For more information and events, days, and times, see butternutwi.com.
Big thank you to everyone who helped bring the Civic Media Network Northwoods Road Tour to Butternut, Wisconsin. Civic Media Network hosts are broadcasting live from the Fanatical Fish Gallery in downtown Butternut. Big shout out to our local sponsors, Signature Sign and Graphics, Smart Plumbing and Heating, The Filling Station, Jay's Automotive in Park Falls, Village Pit Stop, Northern State Bank, and Harv and Ben's Empty Pockets, and the Northern Lights Inn. And a special thank you to Lena's Northern Pines, our title sponsor, providing a cozy cabin for the Civic Media crew.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
What's on your summer wish list? More beach days? Endless pool parties? No matter how you're soaking up the sun, Macy's Summer Favorite Sale has top designer looks for less. Swimming cover-ups from Ann Cole, LaBlanca, and more, 40% off. For the guys, new trunks from Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and lots of others, 50% off. Plus, get half off kids' swim shorts and tees, too. Get ready for summer fun. Hurry into our Summer Favorite Sale, happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A cool day by summer standards with increasing clouds, highs right around 70, an outside chance of a shower later in the afternoon. Showers and a few storms becoming likely tonight. We'll have lows in the upper 50s, partial sunshine on Saturday with a high of 74. Right now, it's 42.
98Q Country.
Sometimes you gotta drink about somebody. That ain't gonna bring them back. Sometimes you gotta cry and miss somebody. Yeah, we've all felt like that. If it's something that you gotta get over, but you just can't get over. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. If you're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody in mind. Kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips hit your lips, get your eyes to close. I know just what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. Kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody like you. Sometimes you try to fix somebody just to find out they'll never change. Somebody makes you feel the way you thought you'd never feel again. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody in the back of a cab or on a subway train. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody on a midnight street in the summer rain. Wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, I got somebody. Kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips hit your lips, get your eyes to close. Like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips hit your lips, get your eyes to close. Yeah, I know what you're going through. I do. So come on and kiss somebody. Back of the cab or on the subway train. Yeah, come on and kiss somebody. On a midnight street in the summer rain. If you're wishing you were with somebody, 'cause you don't wanna go home when it's closing time. If you wanna kiss somebody, baby, somebody in mind. You can kiss like your heart ain't ever been broke. The kind of lips that your lips get your eyes to close. I know just what you're going through, 'cause I wanna kiss somebody too. Kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody like you. I wanna kiss somebody.
98Q Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. You'll be trying to love her, but she'll leave your heart breaking boots.
The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
$700 was a heck of a deal for a 400 horsepower jukebox on wheels, and that rolls out like a welcome mat. I don't know where it goes, but it beats where we're at. We always said someday, somehow, we're gonna get away, gonna blow this town. What about now? How about tonight? Baby, for once, let's don't think twice. Take that spin that never ends, that we've been told.
country.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips, your body. Tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking at me. Them words you're whispering in my ear, girl, they're as smooth as Tennessee. We got all night to go.
Kane Brown, he can feel the 47-degree temp, apparently. Yeah, a little cool start to the day here with temperatures in that 45, 47 range. We'll see things climb up to about 71 or so for today. Not too bad. Best chance of rain is going to be late tonight, early tomorrow morning. Things should clear up during the day, hopefully. By the time tee-off time hits for the Northwoods Community Credit Union Golf Classic tomorrow, the big four-person scramble, things should... be clearing up. Might be a little bit, the ground's going to be a little bit wet there for a while, but things will dry up, I think, pretty fast by midday tomorrow for that event. So it should be good. Whatever you got going on, the Price County Antique Association, of course, has their yearly event at the Price County Fairgrounds. Always fun to go out and peruse the antiques out there. They got vendors. They've got the car show on Sunday. And... food. Oh, they got the food and beverage, a 4-H, and Boy Scouts, the 4-H, Boy Scouts Fork 5. There's a bake sale also, and a little karaoke out there, a little silent raffle. Fun day. And it's just when you pull into the fairgrounds, they have a yearly button that they do. And they asked for just a little donation for that to cover the button and to help out with the event. So Saturday is the features of the Antique and Tractor Expo. And then Sunday, the car show is the feature. Saturday, they have the Antique Tractor Pull. That starts at 1 o'clock. And PriceCountyAntiquesAssociation.org website. Good place to go for information about that organization. So what's going on outside of Phillips and the fairgrounds, Saturday, Sunday. Some words of wisdom. Let's get to that here this morning. On this Friday, the 18th of July, we focus on the family.
Ladies, if you're a newlywed, I should warn you, there's another woman in your husband's life. That's right. his mother. But take heart, you can keep your relationship with your mother-in-law from turning adversarial. It starts with this. No guy wants to be stuck in an argument between his wife and his mother. That's a no-win situation for him. No matter what he does, he's letting someone down who's important to him. So do everything that you can to be a participant in the relationship instead of an obstacle. You can't control your mother-in-law's behavior, but you can control your response. I also recommend that you and your husband find some common ground for how involved this mom should be in your marriage. Couples deserve some privacy, of course, but mothers still love their sons, even if they're married. The main thing is, don't cross the line and communicate the wrong thing. Butt out is not the message you're going for. In general, just be as warm as you can be. Invite your mother-in-law into your lives where you can. Keep in touch with her on the phone, through email, or take her out to lunch once in a while. Send her a note thanking her for raising a wonderful son and husband. Find a way to connect with her. And if things got off to a bumpy start, do your part to heal the relationship. At the very least, don't escalate the problem. The better your relationship with your mother-in-law, the better your marriage. To help your marriage thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly. God is at work, and he's calling his people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at TruthRising.com. That's TruthRising.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. We're all seeing the smoke, but what exactly is causing all the fires in Canada? Turns out the 5,000-year-old forest stretching across the country doesn't get as much snow cover in the spring as it used to, and is experiencing warmer, drier summers because of climate change, making wildfire season much more severe. Canada's boreal forest is the largest intact forest in the world. If you're in the market for new insulation, energy-efficient appliances, heating and cooling upgrades, now is definitely the time. The new mega budget signed into law earlier this month means federal incentives to help families save energy are about to go away. But Wisconsin's program still has federal funding available. Head to FocusOnEnergy.com and click on IRA Home Energy Rebates for more. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at CleanWisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
98Q Country.
Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Let's turn the lights down. Let's get right down.
to as soon as I walk in the door. I don't want to be out of line, but girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way. Like heaven to me, you look like an angel tonight, but you might want to slip off those wings. I want you in the worst way.
Country.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind.